Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
Sunday, the battle over bacon. Anti-bacon sex scores a major victory with the closing of a San Francisco bacon-themed restaurant named Bacon Bacon. Are bacon lovers butthurt? A highway bridge collapses north of Seattle, Washington. Does foolish reporter have an alibi? Dirty hippies conduct a worldwide protest of seed manufacturer Monsanto. Should they just shut up and grow their own food? Jose Canseco is accused of rape. He also can't spell. Does anyone care? Who is Amanda Bynes? A new Xbox is unveiled this week. Again, who cares? Meanwhile, the Obama administration continues to stonewall as they get hammered on seizing of reporters' emails and phone records. Is anyone surprised? Does anyone really give a rat's ass? We'll ask our roundtable to answer these questions, address the political ramifications, and more. We'll be joined by columnist Tyler Bass, internet troll Assert Backfags, blogger Foolish Reporter, radio host CNY Rebel, and free speech activist something something or other. And now, from VITB News Headquarters in San Francisco, this is Meet the Internet with Vince in the Bay. Yes, thank you very much. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your host for Meet the Internet. Very excited about tonight's program. We are going to review the week on the Internet and off the Internet. It's sort of a week in review, and I'm very excited to have a distinguished roundtable tonight. I'm joined by Foolish Reporter. He is a world-renowned international blogger for Trenches.us. Welcome, Foolish Reporter.
Thank you. Good to be here, as always.
Good to have you. Well, there's a lot going on, and I don't know where to start, to be honest. But you were in the Seattle area, and you passed along a story to me about a collapsed interstate highway bridge in northern Washington. And it should be a wake-up call for the National Transportation Safety Board to try to look into fixing some infrastructure. It's just a microcosm of the overall infrastructure of the country that continues to deteriorate while we throw away money at other countries.
Yeah, pretty much. It's interesting because in Seattle, there's actually a real heavily used north-south route that has a rating of 9. The bridge that collapsed north of Seattle had a rating of 56.8 or some shit. So, and then it was also titled functionally obsolete, which is one of those kind of great bureaucrat speak phrases, which, you know, what the fuck does that actually mean? If it's functionally obsolete, does that mean it shouldn't be being used anymore, or it's still usable, but it's just in an old-fashioned design, or what? So, but the one good thing about all this is that there were no fatalities or anything. A few people ended up in a river with 46-degree water, but came out of it okay. So.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, apparently a truck hit like a I don't know part of the bridge. And the thing
that's
like
cool. It was an oversized load truck, and it clipped like the side rail or some part of the structure. Some eyewitness said it kind of got up to like a 30-degree, almost 45-degree angle, and then came back down, and then actually drove across the bridge. And whatever they did, it loosened up enough when the next few cars came on, the thing just buckled. So, kind of crazy shit. Surprisingly, I haven't seen any truth or theories on it yet, though, because a West
flag. Total false flag.
No, I didn't say that specifically.
This is you don't have to. I mean, read between the lines.
Okay, but there was supposed to be a train drill for heavy water rescue in the general region.
Documents. We have can we get the document cam on? We have the documents. We printed them off the internet. We got the documents.
I always figured the driver was probably tweaked out on some meth or some shit, you know.
Yeah. They always leave out so many things. They, you know, they're worried about the next story. Every story these people are doing, they're thinking about the next one.
Yeah, but it was interesting to watch how the event itself basically got politicized instantly. Just seems to be par for the course anymore. But we had the left blaming the right for sequester, and then the right saying "fuck off, we had nothing to do with this." When you know someone hit the bridge, it's not so. That was an interesting kind of dynamic to watch play out within the first few hours of it happening. But like I said, I think that's just par for the course anymore.
Yeah, to get our listeners up to speed who might not be comprehending what we're talking about here, Seattle, investigators are trying to determine why a bridge over Interstate 5 about 60 miles north of Seattle collapsed after a truck clipped a steel truss, and what can be done to prevent similar accidents. Officials have scheduled updates throughout the day today. NTSB, I don't even know what the National Transportation Safety Board, more bureaucracy, layers upon layers. Every story you find out about a new layer of bureaucracy.
Seems to be a definite pattern.
Bureaucrat Debbie Hersman on Saturday examined the scene of the Skagit River, where two vehicles went into the water. Three people involved all escaped, no life-threatening injuries. An investigation by the Associated Press suggests similar accidents could happen anywhere. Thousands of bridges around the United States are kept standing by endangering, engineering design rather than sheer size or redundant protections.
Doom, I tell you, doom.
Our bridges are falling apart, people. They're totally just crumbling.
Actually had quite the funny quote when he gave a presser on Friday, or maybe Thursday, but he told people, you know, we encourage people not to run into bridges. I mean, this is an elected governor of a pretty significant state saying something as dumb as that. So that was just another funny little wrinkle in the whole story. But our problem is we've had a couple billion-dollar shortfall in our budgets for the last few years. We got $2.8 million, I think it was, from the 2008 stimulus. And as that one article from Twitchy pointed out, a lot of it ended up going into some weird-ass places instead of probably what it should have been going towards, which is repairing bridges like the one over the Skagit.
Give me some of the Twitchy tweets.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
Send me that link again. I got to find that. Some of that stuff was good. Like, seriously, I can't believe there's even funds going to some. I can't even believe something exists that has funds going to it.
Yeah.
Like that.
No, I hear you. Let's see. Here's the link. I'm putting that in the chat right now.
Excuse me.
And then some guy named. Well, this isn't the right one. That was the wrong link, by the way. My bad.
Okay, this one, first of all, is wrong. Somebody's trying to blame the guy saying, fucking GOP, hope you're proud of yourselves. People died under a bridge in Seattle because of you. The guys didn't die.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
That just shows you how information flows.
Right, you can fucking read the story.
I'm sorry.
I hate Mr. Malkin. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I see what you're saying, though. But somebody where was one of them? They said, like, oh, we spent like $700,000 on, you know, ant fucking research or some shit. Like ant research. They spend almost $750,000 on, and that would have easily have covered, you know, taking care of some of these bridges.
$700,000 in stimulus went to fund behavioral research of how monkeys respond to inequality, not fix the bridge.
That's the one.
Can't even comprehend.
Monkeys. Let's see. Bridge. Monkeys. Bridge. Let's see. Hey, come on. The bridge is. Look at the bridge. It's up. It's standing. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's where the argument for people who say we need to trim government down comes from is, you know, what the hell is the money being wasted on half of this shit for anyways? But then they start accusing you of wanting to kill people of color and poor people and old people, so you say you should cut programs. So it's a fun little catch-22.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, but I don't know. The weird part for me is I've actually driven across that bridge quite a bit because I used to go to Bellingham all the time.
Can you imagine that? So, I mean, it could have been you on that bridge.
Yeah. Well, the other interesting thing to think about is, for all intents and purposes, past that bridge is kind of cut off from the rest of the street state. They've got a two-lane highway they can come through, or I think they've mapped out some surface street routes. But, yeah, like Commerce and all that shit's going to get gunked up by this for at least a while. But Washington's funny. Our State Department of Transportation 3 years ago had a almost million-dollar mistake when they built an off-ramp in the wrong spot. So their ability to fix this bridge in a sufficient manner is probably questionable.
Hey, Foolish. Do you know who Amanda Bynes is?
She was a Disney kid, I think, but she's going the Lindsay Lohan route where she's whacked out on anything she can get her hands on. It seems
being a bad girl, just being a naughty girl.
Yeah.
Naughty girl. Everybody likes, everybody loves a naughty girl. I mean, there's so much Schadenfreude wrapped up in that. You just, it's like a train wreck. You can't not look at it.
Yeah. Well, did you see the picture of her in court? I mean, obviously, if you're asking who she is, you probably don't have much of a reference, but she looks like a fucking...
I just see people tweeting about her, and people are saying stuff about her, and I don't know the full story. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But she's a bad girl. She's doing the Britney thing where she's like, oh, I'm going to be bad now.
Yeah, but she's not quite as relevant as Britney ever was. So.
Yeah, what else has she done? She's been a mouseketeer. Is that what she said she is?
I think so. I'm trying to remember. She has some IMDb. Let's check it out. She had some pretty well known shows for a while. She got famous when she was like a teenager. Oh, what the fuck was it?
People will not stop talking about her on my Twitter timeline. I just want to get to the bottom of this. Amanda Bynes, if you're out there listening, call the show. We'd love to talk to you, figure out what your deal is. If somebody wouldn't mind in the chat room tweeting, if everybody, if you have the opportunity, only take a minute, feel free to tweet Amanda Bynes and tell her to call into the show. Just tell her we objectively want to find out what's going on. Want to make sure she's okay. You know, she got money problems. You know, she have any issues at home, domestic problems, career issues. We can work this out with her, I think.
I think we can. Redeem the poor girl.
Yeah. Hey, let's reach out to Amanda Bynes. The internet as one. I think should all just reach out to Amanda, invite her to the show. We'll put her on uncut, and she can just speak her mind and explain herself. I still have no idea.
Did you hear about the mayor in Toronto?
What happened to the mayor in Toronto?
He kind of got caught up in a Marion Barry-like situation where there's allegedly a video of him floating around smoking crack. And Gawker was actually trying to crowdsource $200,000 to buy the tape off the people who have it. I don't know if they ever got there. But he actually finally was forced to answer those allegations the other day. And that's a typical politician thing. Not me at all, but the still video that goes around, or the still shot of the video, he's like flanked by two black dudes on either side, and he's just got this shit-eating grin on his face, wearing a specific hoodie, and there's actually other photos of him wearing that hoodie, so sounds like he's just not going to own up to it and probably make it worse on himself. But there was some guy that was super pissed about Gawker trying to crowdsource that $200,000 to buy the video. Yeah.
What was the question again?
I don't even remember.
Okay. Amanda Bynes.
Oh,
who
right.
is Amanda Bynes? Maybe my next panelist can help us out. I believe we have Assert MacFags. Assert, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, Assert. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you on the panel tonight. We were just getting settled in. We spotlighted Foolish with a story about the decaying infrastructure.
The bridge that fell and no one died. Everyone got wet.
Yeah.
And no one died.
Now we're transitioning
and
into
no one really cares.
Amanda. Now I know. Now we're transitioning into Amanda Bynes and wondering who, if you can fill me in.
I think she's hot, yo.
I've seen pictures and there's some where she looks kind of like puffed up and weird and like bloaty and ugh.
I've seen some like recent ones, like I was just perusing, you know, the gossip sites, and she looks really hot with short hair, and she's been taking a lot of mirror selfies, and she's still got a banging body, so I give her an A out of 10, absolutely, 100%. An A plus out of 10.
That works.
Again, if anybody can do me a favor, just tweet Amanda Bynes.
I did already.
And get it to send her the phone number, send her the...
I did.
Send her the...
I'm sorry, the
Vince. Skype.
Vince.
Huh.
I'm not touching you. Vince.
Yeah. What?
I'm just kidding.
You spammed me today. You spammed me on Twitter today.
I did. I'm sorry.
You scrolled me on Twitter.
I totally scrolled you, and you got pissed.
Okay, and just for that, thanks for reminding me about that, by the way. I totally forgot about that until you brought it up. That's right, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, answer MacBag. 2 minutes for scrolling me on Twitter earlier. Yeah, and also for being kind of rude to Foolish. You were saying not nice things about Foolish in the chat, so that's part of your punishment. 2 minutes.
That's all right.
She's my panelist, you know, it comes on the show and just immediately starts attacking people. It's... I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. I like her.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let's try this next caller, unscreened caller. Who's there? Hi, you're on the air with Vince and Foolish.
Yeah, what's up? It's Amanda Bynes.
It's who?
Amanda Bynes.
For real?
Yes.
Amanda, I thank you for, I don't know who tweeted you, but thank you for responding. Look, I have look, I'm very objective here. I'm a journalist. I'm an online journalist. And I just want to get to know what's going on with your situation. You know, I'm very active on Twitter, and a lot of people I follow keep, like, you know, making comments about you and stuff, and I don't really know what the full story is. What's going on with you right now?
Actually, I'm doing amazing. I'm just keeping it real. Don't believe the reports about me being arrested for drugs. It's all lies. I have no idea why people keep calling me insane. It's just, it's all lies. Especially Rihanna.
What did you say to Rihanna exactly? I didn't actually see the tweet. Do you remember what you said to her? Like what's your beef with her?
I told her that Chris Brown beat her because she's not pretty enough. No one wants to be her lover. She's one ugly hoe. I almost named my new dog Rihanna. I mean, she's fugly. She said that my intervention wasn't working. I'm like her fugly self. I don't do drugs. She's the one who needs the intervention. I met her ugly face in person. She is not pretty.
Those are harsh words. Now, did she do anything to you? Has she been getting on your man, like, since you've been with him?
She's just so ugly. I cannot stand to look at her.
I have to commend you, though. You haven't made fun of her forehead. Usually people, that's the first thing they do, is to make fun of her big forehead.
More like a five head.
So Amanda, what is it you do exactly? I'm not familiar with your work. What do you do?
Well, I was a child actress. I recently retired. I had a fashion line. Lately, I just, well, keep it real.
What's your definition of keeping it real?
I just chill. I take selfies. What?
Did the cops mess with you or something? I thought I was saying something where there's allegations, inappropriate conduct by on the cops behalf when they encountered you recently or something. I might be thinking of somebody else, though.
Oh, okay. My God. The cops tried to arrest me. I was opening a window to get fresh air. They said I threw a bomb out the window. Then some stupid-ass cop sexually harassed me, and then they took me to a mental institution. Can you believe this?
No, I suppose not. So why do you say everything that's printed about you is lies? Are they just fabricating everything they write?
Yes, it was fabricated. I only smoke tobacco. I don't do drugs or drink. I've never had a bong in my life.
Dude, I totally heard that you dropped a bong out of your tour bus window.
Yeah, I was just getting fresh air, and they said I had a bong.
You never dangle bongs out of moving vehicles. You should know better.
I don't even do drugs. All right, it's all lies, it's all rumors.
Okay, Assert MacFags, you're off of timeout. You're back on the panel.
Jesus, thank you. I mean, Amanda Bynes is here, and you have me on mute. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, this was unexpected. This was totally improvised. I had no idea that people would actually tweet her, and she would actually call.
I'm the one that actually got her on here, and you're just, like, throwing me, like, you're throwing me off the bus, so to speak.
Well, I'm getting an exclusive here, of course.
You're throwing me under the bus. But hi, Amanda. I'm, like, a really big fan.
Hi, thank you.
I love that movie Step It Up with Bella Cool J. It's fantastic.
That's great. Amanda, you do movies.
Well, I did movies.
You did movies? Are you interested in doing some dirty movies?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, sounds good.
Damn, Ben. But hey, it's okay if you like smoke crack and do drugs. Like I smoke crack a lot, and it's super fun.
Once again, folks, we have an exclusive here on Meet the Internet tonight. The show, one of our topics, actually called in to the show. This is unprecedented. I'm very excited. We have Amanda Bynes. Trying to figure out, I for this whole week, I keep tweeting people like, "Who the fuck is Amanda Bynes?" And I think the Lord heard my tweets and has answered tonight. We got a surprise visit from Amanda Bynes. She's joining our panel, which also consists of Chase, who goes by CJNN 00512649 on Twitter.
How's it going, Vince?
Who the fuck is Chase?
I've been on the show like 6 times before.
Hi.
That's so sad.
Well, if you scroll to the bottom of the description, he's down there. It's Tyler, Foolish, Assert. That's why I was like something or other. I don't know what is that.
How do I say that? Activist.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for CNY Rebel. CNY Rebel is supposed to join the panel as well. How is Shmoop?
Where's Tyler Bass?
Tyler Bass too. Where's Tyler Bass?
We're
still waiting for two more panelists.
Another clown called that SU representative.
Yeah, but you know what makes up for it? We have an exclusive. We have Amanda Bynes here. If you have a question for Amanda, she's here. She's accessible. Amanda, are you going to stick around for the show for a little while?
Well, of course. I love my adoring fans.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
I love my adoring fans.
It looks like Shmoop got muted.
We're totally fans.
I don't know how that happened.
Huge fans of you.
Okay. Hey, Amanda. So what do you think about Monsanto? There was a
Monsanto?
There was a huge global march against Monsanto today, or yesterday, or was it today? It was recently. What are your feelings on that? Did you support that stuff?
Are those the corn people?
The corn people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try a different topic. Okay, Amanda, what do you think of the Department of Justice reportedly seizing Fox News reporters and AP News reporters' phone and email records and track their movement in and out of State Department security badge records? What's your feeling on that, the Department of Justice spying on journalists?
Well, I'm actually okay with it because they always tell lies about me. They say I'm on drugs. They say I'm crazy. Yep. They say I wear a wig. They're always lying about me.
She's right. They really are always lying about her.
Schmoop keeps spamming Amanda Brinert. He keeps spamming Amanda Brinert. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
No, it's definitely. It's does Ron have a sister? But that's not who we have. We lucked out. We got the real thing.
Yeah, we pulled it in. This is amazing.
Wow.
Radio, or whatever. Because you can tell I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, could you please contain yourself?
This is too crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't know what to say. I'm really taken aback. But thankfully, we have another one of our panelists, featured panelists tonight, who's going to be joining us here in a minute. You know him as the host of Russell League Radio, which is broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday nights. And he is relevant to this topic too, because he's part of the news media. So we're going to welcome him now to the panel. Welcome, CNY Rebel.
Muted. Unmuted. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, welcome to the show, CNY Rebel. CNY Rebel. Bacon. Huge, huge, huge hit to the bacon community this week. Anti-bacon sec scored a major victory here in San Francisco. I disavow any.
We already talked about this last week.
This is the weekend review.
Why are you bringing this up again?
This is a fucking weekend review show.
Because Vince has to spread his socialist propaganda about bacon.
It's fucking Sunday. It's the beginning of the week. How do you have a weekend review show if it's fucking Sunday?
Have you ever seen Meet the Press?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's on Friday.
No, it's on Sunday.
If it's Sunday.
Okay, I've never seen it.
If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Busted. But it's not Week in Review. It's just fucking jack-offs jerking each other off sailfish.
No, actually, I laid out several topics, and I put together a particular panel to do some discussion on topics. And you are totally disrespecting the format that I'm trying to...
Because your show fucking sucks, Vince. No one can even listen to the show sober. Like,
oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? So you have somebody like fucking CNY Rebel who like is trying to like capitalize off the Russell League name by hosting some gay radio show all the time. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Foolish Reporter is just a fucking stupid blogger from the trenches with nothing of value to say except complain about big government all the time and politicians, herp derp. Say something fucking funny, you retard. And Vince, you're the worst with this anti-bacon sex bullshit. You know you like bacon. Everyone fucking likes bacon. Who else is on here that I can rip on?
Let me put Hammurabi on. Go after Hammurabi.
Oh, I like Hammurabi.
Yeah, so fuck you, Vince. And your anti-bacon sex bullshit. I don't have any problems with Rebel, though. I don't even know Foolish Reporter. I will say, I want to know why Amanda Bynes wants Drake to murder her veg. It's all over the news.
It is important stuff.
I have the hugest crush on Drake. Oh, my God. I just love him. I want him to murder my vagina.
Okay, you're not funny. Back to MacFags.
Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you're supposed to take back over because Amanda Bynes sucks.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I'd fuck Amanda Bynes.
You
Holy.
Should.
If you need a videographer, let me know.
You're not a videographer. You're a fucking internet radio host.
Who also does videography. So if you want to, hit me up.
No, you don't. What have you recorded, Vince?
Yes, I have.
Videos?
Have you heard of a film called Raging Bull? Yeah, I directed that.
Raging Bull?
Yeah, look it up. IMDb.
That's a ride at Six Flags. Yeah,
it's really good.
Six Flags, Great America.
I was trying to be avant-garde about it. I did it in black and white. I used a pseudonym for my director's name. But it turned out really well. It got an Academy Award.
Stop talking.
Vince, Shmoop is requesting an unban from your chat, by the way.
Dude, Shmoop keeps spamming Ron Brinard.
He's enhancing the chat. He's not spamming. He's enhancing.
That is not enhancement. I have people in there who
God,
really want to...
You are such a fucking rube.
These people want to be heard. They want to have a discussion. And,
no, they don't. No one cares.
Spam is disrupting it. It really is.
He's enhancing it. He's a chat enhancer. He always has been. People just don't get it.
So, we're still waiting for our last panelist. That would be Tyler Bass. And he's running a little late. That's okay.
Hey, can we talk about the bridge again?
Absolutely.
Bridges are important.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should focus on bridge infrastructure. We should cut school funding and focus on rebuilding our nation's bridges. You know, no bridge left behind is a fucking brilliant idea. I think we should, you know, cut welfare programs just to rebuild our bridges. Because, you know, people could fall in cold water and be really cold for, like, 20 fucking minutes. And, like, that would suck ass, and I would not wish that on my worst enemy. Thank you very much. Vote for me.
For what? What are you running for?
I'm running for sheriff of Alameda County.
Alameda where?
Alameda County in California.
Really? The island?
For sheriff.
Yeah, no, I understand. Alameda County. The county, yeah, right, sheriff, okay. I was thinking of just Alameda, the island, but yeah, the entire county, okay, got it.
Yes, dude. Hello.
Yeah, that would be right in my neighborhood, no doubt.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be a sheriff. I'm going to institute posse comitatus. For whenever dispensaries get raided, I'm going to institute posse comitatus, hand out shotguns to all of everybody around, deputize them, and arrest the DEA agents for breaking the law, essentially. That's my platform. And I also want to save the Lake Merritt monster. I really want to just prop up, you know, monsters' rights.
There's a Lake Merritt monster, and I never heard of that.
Absolutely, there is.
Interesting. Did not know that.
That's my spiel, and I'm sticking to it.
Great. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Hammurabi, what's going on with you, man? You're now live on the panel. What's your take on all this nonsense?
Which nonsense are you referring to? The internet's a busy fucking place.
Oh my god.
I don't know anything about bridges.
We're done with bridges. We fixed it. We're finished with bridges.
I'm glad you fixed all the bridges. Or burned them.
Did you know of Amanda Bynes before she called into this show?
I'd heard the name. I remember some Disney shit associated to her. Then I just started Googling her, and she's got no tits, but you know, apparently she got some pretty good quotes.
Okay, I'm going to go around the panel right now. Here's the question. I'll start with Foolish Reporter. Jose Canseco, did he or did he not rape that bitch?
I say it's impossible to tell, man. That guy is so fucking fucked out on whatever he's fucked out on. Who knows? But I'm going to
follow
say...
up. You say yes or no. It's just yes or no. Did
no.
he or did he not?
No.
You say no? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you honestly really care whether he did or not?
Not particularly.
Yeah. Okay. Chase, same question. Jose Canseco, did he or did he not rape that woman?
That's the baseball player, right?
Former baseball player.
Former baseball player. I'm going to say no.
No, he did not rape her. Do you really give a shit whether he did or not or didn't?
I don't really care.
Yeah. Hammurabi, Jose Canseco, did he or did he not rape that woman?
Probably. He seemed, I mean, he went out of his way to dox this bitch. So I kind of feel like he probably did. But, you know, he's just kind of meatheady. You know, he's had better days. He played for the A's. I mean, it all kind of falls into place.
This is the next possible step.
Do you really give a shit whether he did or not or didn't though?
Yeah, I care every time a woman is raped. Every single time.
Such a softy. CNY Rebel. Jose Canseco, mm-hmm. Did he or did he not?
Not only did he tag-teamed her with his twin brother, Ozzy, I swear to God, with a Louisville slugger in the pooper and a fist in the vagina. It happened. And this is breaking news.
What?
And yes, we should care about this. Because Ozzy and Jose Canseco are American heroes.
Okay, Schmoop is getting another timeout. Another timeout for Schmoop. I'm sorry. You know, these Russell Leaguers come in here and they think they can just watch over this place. You know, I invite Assert on to be a panelist, have a civil discussion on the issues. Roundtable discussion and she just totally insults me and all my listeners and callers. That's just inexcusable. And now I got this VITP did 9/11 shit going on in my chat room. No, that's 2 minutes for Schmoop. 2 minutes Schmoop for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. I'm sorry, guys. I was really hoping to put together like a serious show where we could just talk about some issues, and it just never works out. So we're gonna continue on here. We're gonna keep discussing the issues that matter, review the week that happened, and also take calls. There's somebody who's called in, has been waiting patiently, unscreened. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's Asher. What's up?
Oh, shit.
Vince, why do you hate strong female sheriffs?
Oh, I have no problem with strong
female sheriffs. That's why you banned me. Like, you're obviously racist and sexist.
Just not you.
You don't want to talk about the issues. You don't want to talk about the issues facing your fucking county. Unbelievable, Vince. Unfucking believable.
I think you actually have it wrong. I think you.
You don't want
to face
the issues.
To the Oakland police chief. That's the position that's been evacuated. There's an.
Well, then I'll run to that one, and that's even better because Oakland has sucked.
Dude. Good luck. There's like been serious turnover with that position. No one's held on to that position for longer than like a year or two.
Perfect.
Yeah, and
I really
and
don't
occupy
like the
Oakland,
ground places for a year.
And check this out. You know what else you're gonna be in for? Occupy Oakland is gonna be up your fucking cornhole so fucking far they're gonna be coming out.
Oh, it sounds so good. Occupy my asshole.
Oh yeah, they'll occupy your asshole. You just try it, sister.
Okay. Sounds so hot.
Yeah.
But seriously, fuck bridges, like.
Oh, there's no bridges. There's no bridges in Oakland. There's the Bay Bridge, and that's like falling apart. But that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no one cares about that one, anyways. It's gay.
Yeah, you don't. You need a core out here. That's how they say car out car in Oakland. It's core.
Core.
Core. Yeah.
No, they don't. I've been there. This is fucking stupid.
You've probably been to the fucking bougie hipster fucking areas. You haven't
sure,
been.
Sure, I have. Oakland. Whatever. That's cool. You live in fucking San Francisco.
You know, it's probably some loft space. You know, where people sort of like quasi party and do artwork, but nothing's really happening.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
We have lived in Chicago, but I mean, I kind of grew out of that phase.
There's a whole brand new bridge. I know, Melissa. They haven't opened it yet, though.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Vince, don't use the Lord. Okay,
you
are that's
ugly.
It.
Fuck you,
that's
Vince.
It. That is,
you're
that
pussy.
Is it. You know what? That, you know.
Wah.
2 minutes. The Lord's name in vain. 2 minutes. Using the Lord's name in vain. Did you believe she said the JC word?
She literally said that
in front of Amanda Bynes, who's trying to like you know get a handle on her career. Amanda, I'm sorry that this has turned into kind of a I don't know just a troll fest, but
it's okay.
I mean, you're a professional entertainer. You should you deserve better. This is terrible, and I apologize, but I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. I had nothing else to do. I was going to take more selfies and put them online.
Some more what?
Selfies.
Oh, selfies.
Self
right.
Photos.
Oh, you totally should. You totally should, dude. Can you do one? Can you do one with I love VITB on your tits?
I have to ask my publicist first.
Okay. Does your publicist have nice tits?
Yeah, but
she can write them on hers. Then it doesn't matter. Just tits with that written on it. That's it. Amanda Briner. What the hell does that mean?
You guys come. Vince, Schmoop said it's been more than 2 minutes. He would like out of the jail now.
All right, sure. I hope he doesn't do any more violations. All right. I still don't understand them. You guys come up with the shit that I just don't, it just doesn't make any sense. Amanda Breinert and your Vince Gazi thing, it defies logic. I mean, it's not even funny because it just doesn't mean anything. All right, Schmoop's unmuted. Everybody's happy.
You just muted him again.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he is.
Did he say something 4 times in a row?
No, he actually didn't say anything. He just got remuted. There you go. No,
all right, there we go. Maybe I double-clicked. I don't know. It happens.
Every time he goes on mute, my fucking jabber blows up.
Uh-huh. Why don't you turn off jabber?
Probably should.
You guys in your jibber jabber tiny chats.
The internet's serious business, Vince.
It is. I know this.
And I want to know what these. Don't we have serious topics tonight, Vince? I'm here for serious pressing issues.
We do have. You're right. We have to get back on the issues. We got sidetracked. We were lucky enough to have a special surprise guest. This is sort of breaking news. Amanda Bynes on the program tonight. Surprise guest. I was asking all day on Twitter what the fuck she does, and she's here now. So now I have a better idea. She apparently used to do movies and TV shows.
Vince, can you unmute?
Why is he muted? I'm not even muting him. That's weird.
I don't know. BTR has a mind of its own.
Yeah, that's strange. No, I didn't. I unmuted him already.
Congratulations, Vince, on becoming a grandfather, by the way.
Oh, thanks. That's right. I'm a grandfather now.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know Kylie and J-Lab are very proud.
Hello? All right, never mind. It's gone.
I know J-Lab and Kylie are very proud of you, Vince. You're handling being a very young grandfather very well. The baby's doing well. Can't wait to meet Papa Vince.
Okay, you know what? Schmoop is going to be put on timeout again because he's just... He's just spamming again. What do you want me to do?
And there goes my jabber. Now he's spamming. Oops. Now he's spamming my jabber.
2 minutes, Schmoop. I'm glad I don't have a jabber, so he can't do that to me. I dare even look at my Twitter. Has he done it on Twitter too?
Probably.
He's putting in some. Effort here, making up for Spike. Where's Spyco? Spyco have the night off from.
He's been up 3 nights in a row, so he's probably due for about a 36-hour nap. My guess is he's napping.
Oh, Assert is now pissed off because she is carrying the show, and since she's been on timeout, it's just been gone completely downhill. So. Let's save this ship before it totally capsizes. Assert, you're back.
I don't even want to talk anymore. I'm done.
All right, cool. Appreciate the call. Good night. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince of the Bay. I've got Amanda Bynes. I've got Chase. Hammurabi's Code and CNY Rebel. We're holding it down. We're talking about the issues. We're taking calls. If you are out there and you have an opinion on the Department of Justice spying on journalists, we have a panel of journalists tonight. How would you like it, CNY Rebel, if the Department of Justice was looking at your email records and your jibber jabbers?
if they were looking at my jabbers, they'd be like, who the fuck is Schmoopin? Why does he keep spamming this guy's jabber?
Yeah, see?
They'd be very interested right now because this is a warning to you, Vince. Schmoop said DDoS is coming.
Oh, come on, dude. You're not going to take down the entire... That's... Well, I mean, we got a good hour into the show. That's fine. At this point, fuck it. Yeah, go ahead. Just take... Yeah. Go ahead. Just take BTR down. Yeah, just ruin it for everybody.
Maybe it'll fix the fucking site. I was doing my show last night. That soundboard's fucked.
The soundboard's you know what's stupid? Is, okay, when I'm... Before the show starts, I can fiddle around with my audio files. I can move the fader up and down, and it changes the volume level, no problem. The minute the show starts, that totally deactivates, and it defaults to like 50% or something.
That's exactly right. I couldn't bring the volume up or down when the show started. I wasn't sure exactly how loud it was playing when I played something yesterday.
Okay, you know what? I have an ultimatum here, and I'm going to leave the voting to the people in the chat and my panel. We have two options here. One, I can unmute Schmoop, or two, I can ban Assert MacFax. Which one do you want to see happen?
I say unmute Schmoop.
Unmute Schmoop?
How about this? What if we make this compromise? How about we all vote for one to unmute Schmoop, but every time he gets muted, you have to immediately unmute him?
No, I thought you were going to go somewhere like... Okay, we can unmute Schmoop, but then we'll mute. We won't ban Assert. We'll just mute her.
Well, you don't want to ban Assert.
Would you rather have muted Assert or Schmoop? Take your pick.
Hmm.
You can only pick one.
For the sake of my jabber not blowing up, I'm going to say let's mute Assert.
One vote for Assert. Amanda Bynes. What do you think? Assert or Schmoop? Who should be muted?
Personally, I have to disagree. Assert is my biggest fan. We cannot mute her.
Okay, that's one for Assert. One for Schmoop, one for Assert. Chase, who do you want muted? Assert or Schmoop?
Schmoop.
Ooh, two for Schmoop, one for Assert. Hammurabi, Assert or Schmoop?
What's the question? Who do we want to mute?
Yeah, who would you rather have mute? If you can only have one unmuted, huh? What?
So wait, it's 2-1.
No, it's like 3-2. All
right, I'll be number three.
It's 2-1. Yeah, it's 2-1. Yeah.
All right, now it's 2-2. Whatever that is.
So you voted for Assert.
I guess.
All right. Well, then, guess what?
They both get unmuted. Woo!
No. Here's how it works. I answer this caller who's on the air, who's not on the air, who called in, block number. I have no idea who it is.
I hope
block
it's Schmoop.
They called in about 3 minutes ago. They have the deciding vote. All right? This is totally arbitrary. I have not pre-screened this caller. They just called in. Their number's blocked. This is the caller that has the tie-breaking vote. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
So I vote Zap'em.
Zap'em is not actually an option.
No, he has Tourette's. Hold on. It's Schmoop or Assert. Which one would you like to be muted?
Ron Brainerd.
There's the Tourette's again. You know, buddy, you got to pick one of the two.
Schmoop.
All right. It's Shmoop it is. Shmoop is on mute. 347-826-7667 is the number. We are wrapping up now. Our number one. It's been fantastic to have this star-studded panel with me tonight, and we're talking the issues, and we're reviewing the week that was on the internet and beyond. If you're interested in joining the panel, we're still awaiting one more panelist. There is Tyler Bass is supposed to join us. He is on the East Coast, so I don't know. Maybe he passed out and forgot or whatever. But Amanda Bynes, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
No, you're not Amanda Bynes. You're wait. What did you say your name was?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Chef Bone RD.
Chef. Oh, hey, Chef. Okay, Chef Bone RD.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, that was terrible. I should have muted myself on that. But Amanda, what kind of music do you listen to? Like, who are some of your favorite bands? Or favorite songs?
Really? Just Drake.
You like Drake?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm absolutely in love with Drake.
That's kind of weird. You know, he seems like a nice guy, but I don't know. I wish you luck. Does he know that you feel this way about him? Or are you guys?
It was all over Twitter. It was all over the tabloids. He should know by now. I'm just waiting for him to call me.
Oh well, hopefully he'll call soon. In the meantime, hey, let's listen to a track by Drake. You want to?
Literally?
I want to listen to it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I have a bunch of callers that are on hold waiting to be screened. I'm going to check them out. And while that's happening, what was I going to do? I was going to play something. I was going to play your song. What was your song again? Amanda, your song by what was the song you wanted?
Let me see.
By Drake. I got some Drake right here. That's right, you said Drake. I found it. Here it is. This is Drake for our special guest, Amanda Bynes, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. Here it is, just for you, baby.
I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. doesn't have no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? You wanna leave, I'm with it.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8-6, un finale in balcone.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right, kiddos. We're back with hour number two. We've taken out the trash, so to speak. Thanks for coming out, Asshurt MacFags. It was great to have you on the panel in hour number one. I'm glad that that hour is behind us now, and we can all move forward. I also want to thank our other panelist, our first panelist tonight, Foolish Reporter. Thank you for your contribution tonight and helping spotlight really a big issue that people are not really looking at enough, and that's the deterioration of infrastructure, especially bridges in the United States. But where are you going to get the money to do it? That's the thing. Just have the Fed just pump out money for jobs? 347-826-7667 is the number. I am so lucky tonight to be joined by none other than Amanda Bynes. Amanda, are you still there?
Hi again.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
How do you like the show so far?
Well, I'm not so sure about it.
Why? What is there something wrong? Is it not entertaining enough? People say it's boring, puts them to sleep. I don't blame them. It's not for everybody.
They were trying to gang up on the only females.
Who's trying to gang bang a female?
They were trying to gang up on the only females.
Who was?
They were hating on Azhurt.
Well, she wasn't the only female. You were here, too.
I know.
Azhurt was being a bitch. Azhurt was being a bitch. She just was, unprovoked, just totally, just went off the handle. Totally uncalled for. Very disrespectful.
No. I'll tell you who is a real bitch. Perez Hilton.
Okay. Oh, owned? Oh, Azhurt thinks she's owned? Oh, wait till I block you. Then we'll see who's owned. Because that's the new opponent, as we all know. I blocked Catty Idiot last night. Totally owned him. Oh, and you missed it. Last night I fully dropped the public chat log. It was Pastebin of the Wrestle League chat from last night. Hello, is this on? Amanda, are you really quiet? Are you just not have a lot to say? Are you preoccupied with something? Are you multitasking? What are you wearing, by the way?
Oh, I'm wearing a black bra and really short shorts. And I just fixed my hair again. I'm about to take more selfies.
Oh yeah, can you send me some selfies?
And you know what else I'm going to do?
What?
Suck on some Sour Patch Kids while I'm thinking of you.
Oh, that's hot. Wow. Just to think that like a couple days ago, I had no idea who Amanda Bynes was, and now she's on my show seducing me.
You've never, ever heard of me?
To be honest, not really until recently. Like I said, people start tweeting about you.
I had my own show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that. Yeah. I never saw it. I don't know. Are you even old? Are you even 18?
Yes.
How old are you?
27.
Amanda Bynes, you're 27? No, you look way younger than that. You sound like you're 13. Is that what it is? Are you in a stage of arrested development? Are you sort of... Do you have issues with your father? Was there a father figure missing in your life? Did you get abused?
No, actually, I hate my parents. I'm suing them for money laundering and illegal management practices. Do you think they can run my life? We're no longer on speaking terms. I'd rather just have them be homeless than to live off of my money.
Once again, we're here live with Amanda Bynes on Disorderly Conduct. It's Meet the Internet. She's on the Internet with us. Amanda, what do you think of Eric Holder and the job he's done as Department of Justice Secretary?
I don't really like him.
No, why not?
Well, whenever I'm arrested, nobody tries to help me.
Do you think he has, they're just uncovering the fact that the Department of Justice is spying on reporters. Who's to say they're not spying on celebrities as well? You could be a target, Amanda.
I think they need to spy on Perez Hilton.
What's up with Perez Hilton?
Well, he pretended on Twitter to be worried about me just to make fun of me. I'm sick of him saying he's really worried. He's a fucking scum of the earth. That fucker needs to pick better photos when he's going to talk about me. And for a gay man, he's pretty ugly. Bet he can't even get a boyfriend.
No doubt. Yeah, if I was gay, I wouldn't want to have sex with him. Fuck that. He looks like a freaking warthog.
He's an ugly bitch. He's almost as ugly as Rihanna.
All right, we're not going to get into Rihanna again, okay? Let's try to concentrate on the show and our panel right now, which is with us is of course Amanda and Chase. Hammurabi is back. CNY Rebel is here. And now I think we might be. Let me see who this is. Caller unmuted, unscreened caller on the air. Who's this?
What up, Vince?
Is that
Shadow?
What's up, Shadow?
Not much, man. I just got a moment off work for a second, so I figured I'd call in and see what the fuck you were doing. And now I hear this fake ass Amanda Bynes on the show. That's pretty cute.
Hi.
Yeah, Amanda, I told everybody to blast him on Amanda Bynes on Twitter with my call-in number, and she called in.
Okay, did we actually authenticate that this is, in fact, the real Amanda Bynes?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. She Twitter-authed. She totally Twitter-authed.
I was going to say, last time you thought something, we all hung up and left the show for, like, fucking ever. So...
Well, she's here right now. She can answer any questions you have for her. She can explain
all right,
it all.
Amanda, I got a quick question for you. Where's the national officers at?
The what?
Where's my dancing lobsters at?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's totally not the real Amanda Bynes.
Do you know the real Amanda Bynes, or what's up?
Do I personally know Amanda Bynes? No. However, I used to watch the show All That and pretty much every other show that she was on in Nickelodeon when I was a kid. So that definitely ain't her. That was like one of her little gimmicks or shticks or whatever you fucking want to call it. You know.
Yeah, they'd be in court and the dancing lobsters would come in at the end of the court session.
Yeah, that was like an every episode thing. It was the funniest fucking thing we ever saw in the mid-90s.
Shmoop would like to get on Van again, Vince.
Oh, is he banned?
Yeah, he's banned, banned all the time.
I didn't realize that. I didn't scroll down there and see that. Let me. There you go, Shmoop. Okay. Carry on.
All right. So other than the fake Amanda Bynes, what's up with Assert? Why is she... butt mad or ass hurt, if you will?
Well, you know, I asked Assert to come on the show and discuss some topics, do a little weekend review show at roundtable discussion, and she decided she was going to be non-compliant and threw a hissy fit and just started pretty much insulting me explicitly on the air. And then making fun of my listeners and my caller pictures and everything. And then she goes in the chat room and starts talking more smack in there. She's just negative.
You know,
energy.
She used to be a relatively funny troll, but
I don't know if
the hormones finally kicked in to the point where she's officially a woman now or what, but she's just not funny anymore.
Yeah, I try to. She still can't get over the fact that she no longer can have the handle asshurt Mac Fags. She still can't get over that because that account had something like 5,000 followers and now she's got what 800. You know, she's got major Twitter ego sort of.
Dude, the last time she made a public appearance on Tiny Chat, I kept closing her camera and shit because she was just being a drunk, annoying cunt. And I don't normally say that about most men, but, you know, she definitely took the case on that one.
Vince, have you seen your chat lately?
Yeah. Shmoop in the chat says, the ITB hashtag literally did WTC and hung Jesus Christ from a bridge.
How did you do that?
Hashtag Amanda Brynard. Hashtag 40 ounce VITB. It goes on and repeats.
No, seriously, how could you hang Jesus? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Dude, he's making all this shit up. He's a troll. It's Shmoop, dude.
You just say Shmoop is a troll? Shmoop is the internet. All of Twitter belongs to Shmoop. Okay? Don't talk shit about Shmoop.
Wait. Now it looks like, okay, Tyler Bass is online, and he's not called into the show, I don't think. Is she trying to get him to not come on my show? Is she actively trying to dissuade people from calling my show?
Correct.
That's not cool.
Dude, it sounds like she's ass hurt.
She fail trolled for the first 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah, well, she tries to do the insult troll thing. And after a while, just let her go. It starts to get sad.
That's all she does, though, but and then it gets old. So, you know, it's funny the first couple times, but after a while...
Those kids on Xbox Live. You know, the little 12-year-old talking shit. Oh, fuck your mom.
347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join us, call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad. I see we have Abhaxis in the house. Abhaxis in the bay as well. That would be AITB. Andrew Blake in the house. Becca-lina. What's up, Becca-lina? We have Butthurt Zero. Also, Carrie M213. All right, Carrie, thank you. Chef Bone RD in the building. I think he called earlier.
I must have been fucking happy always now.
Whatever. City of Flint in the house. Big up, City of Flint. Bunch of guest lurkers. Who else we got here? Hammurabi's Code holding it down, as well as Josh 33, then Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa. Melissa, I want to smash your pockets. Next time I see you, I'm smashing all your pockets. Because that one ninja pisses me the fuck off. Look, there's room for one dictator in this town, and I will not be outdone by a miniature ninja, okay?
Ooh.
So watch your pockets, Ma. You people in your stupid jabber shit. Why don't you get off jabber and fucking, you know, go outside the front door, like Topiary said. Did you hear were you on the show that I did play the Topiary clip, Shadow?
I think so, yeah. We had that huge discussion about topiary and the lack of butt sex he's going to be receiving in prison.
Oh, dude, he got off scot-free. Those guys got, you know, they got it easy compared to like Ammon. But no, his advice at the very end where he says, you know, don't get sucked into the internet, you know, get outside your front door.
Yeah, and when he's all done with his legal crap, I guarantee you he's going to go right back to it and start talking all about all kinds of shit just to see how famous he really is.
Yeah, oh, he'll totally get back into it. But he's going to be, dude, I see him more being like, you know, once he's sort of, you know, matures and gets into his own, he'll be like a Kevin Paulson or somebody like that. You know, he'll do like speaking gigs and write and, you know, do work for Wired or some shit, you know, like that.
Wired.
And of course do the consulting work.
Right, because Topiary was totally hackster enough to do consulting work afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Rudy Giuliani. You know, you just make money off your brand. That's part of the genius of Jake was that he knew how to brand. I don't know who came up with the just a sir. What's the character that they used?
Oh, the like a sir guy.
Like a sir guy, yeah, that dude. And they, you know.
I'm saying that right. Whatever.
But you know what I'm talking about. That meme that they chose.
He was trying to go for like a lolzy, classy as fuck type deal.
Yeah, yeah. And put in the wine glass. I thought that was great branding. It was perfect. It almost reminded me, you know, because I didn't even pick up on the meme. You know what I felt like it was? It was like a spoof of you know, the New Yorker magazine guy.
Yeah.
He's all, you know, fucking upper crust, you know, nose on the air type thing. I think he's holding up a glass of wine or something, too.
Yeah, it's like a rage comic of that, pretty much.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. He's going to have some sort of creative director or something. He's going to have opportunities. Let's put it that way.
Maybe he'll get some creative input on LulzSec the movie.
Oh yeah, he'll be creative consultant. He'll probably play himself. He looks so young still.
I just can't get over that fucking eye of his. Have you seen it? Have you seen the eye?
Lazy eye. Yeah, that's why he wore those shades the first time he came out.
He needs to super glue them motherfuckers to his head and never take them off. I mean, like, that's gotta be. Having a lazy eye has got to be harder than being fat when it comes to getting fuzzy. I mean, I don't care how much of a silver-tongued bastard you are. A woman sees that, she's going to be, like, looking at it the whole fucking time. Like, that's the only thing she's going to remember you as, that dude with a really fucked-up eye.
I want to thank Chase for coming out. Chase called in earlier. He was part of the panel. I think we chased him away. Actually, I think it's probably Acer that chased him away. But it's been a good, lively discussion. Thankfully, we only have 33 minutes left, or 30 minutes left, and the pain will end. But I'm still here with Amanda Bynes, Hammurabi's Code, CNY Rebel, and Shadow DXS. Tolkis wants to jump in here for a second and do, I think, some... fact-checking, I believe. Tolkis, are you there?
Sure. Can you hear me, Vince?
Yeah, you sound really far away. Can you get closer to your mic?
Yeah, sure. Here I am.
That's way better.
Okay, number
yeah.
one, Arthur, please don't make fun of my accent. This is the way I talk. Thank you. Okay. So number two, no. I just wanted to correct something that JVAB said last week on Russell Lee Radio, and it was that he said that there's a atomic scale in the northern hemisphere, and that at the bottom, at the southern hemisphere, there was an eyeball that swirled. There was an endless storm that swirled around, and he said that was the eye of Satan or Sauron, something like that. I just wanted him to hang on just a sec. I just wanted him to know that is actually a butthole.
That was the biggest waste of 37 seconds of my life.
Yeah, that's like one of those matter-of-factually douchebags.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
I want 40 seconds of my life back.
Oh, so I was self-muted that whole time. I was doing some chat room maintenance. How did Robotic Chaotic, I don't know how you got muted. You did not, that was not, you know, BTR is weird. It just automatically mutes people for weird reasons, or unknown reasons. But we definitely have Schmoop and Assert vying for the scroller of the evening.
I'm sorry?
So, Tokus, I really appreciate you coming on. I know you listen a lot, and I see you on the board
a lot,
but you're not, but you should never be a stranger. If you anytime you want to chime in, you press the number 1 or hit me up like you did tonight, because Amanda,
no
what's up?
Some guy named Ron Brynard just messaged me. He said there's going to be a VITB BDOS incoming. I have no idea what that means.
What's the BDOS?
It means he wants your vagina.
I follow Ron Reiner.
Really?
Is he
my biggest fan too?
Yeah, he thinks you're adorable.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at Ron Reiner's Twitter, and he's not saying anything about that. In fact, he hasn't tweeted. His last tweet was 14 hours ago. Is he DMing you?
Yes.
Green shot to DM. I bet I'm trying to ask the fake celebrity to send a screenshot. What's wrong with me?
Tyler Bass, if you're out there, feel free to call in. Was really looking forward to have you on the show. We still have a half hour to go. You're more than welcome to chime in. I think Assert has pretty much convinced him not to come on. I really don't appreciate that. Assert is being a little bitch, and I just really don't appreciate that. Said, Amanda Bynes, I'm so glad that you are joining us.
I'm so glad you care.
Oh, I totally care. Are you kidding me? I can't believe you actually called in.
Like I said, I have nothing else to do.
Sure you don't want to chunk any more bongs out the window? That sounds pretty
funny. Okay, I'm looking at my chat room. Robotic Chaotic says, Robotic Chaotic says, don't be Jewy, Vince. Assert is great.
Where?
Don't,
where is
don't
she great?
Don't be Jewy? How am I being Jewy?
I like that term, Jewy. It's like chewy. I'm hungry. Oh. Now I'm horny.
What the hell was that?
I thought being
you're not
being
with
like
Star Wars?
A cheapskate. Are you accusing me of being a cheapskate?
It's a hairy vibrator.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know what CNY Rebel's on, but he's on mute for a little bit while he works out that Chewbacca catcall thing.
Maybe he has a bong.
I got a bong.
No, Amanda, you are not to handle any more bongs. You're not to be trusted around them. Okay.
I'll hold it for her.
They lied. I never do drugs. I do not hang out with those kind of people. I don't drink. They lie about me. It's a conspiracy against me. That's
okay,
what
honestly,
it is.
Okay, your hand on the Bible, how many different black penises have you seen in your life?
Only five.
God. God. All at the same time?
No vaginal retention whatsoever.
They weren't all at the same time, were they? It wasn't like a gangbang thing, was it?
You've barely never seen the cast of all that.
Maybe.
Surprise, nigga! Oh, my God.
So this bitch took Keenan and Kel at the same time.
Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
Is this actually Amanda? I don't think it is.
I just found out who the hell she was tonight. So as far as I can tell, why wouldn't it be her? It sounds. I mean, she sounds legit. I googled her.
Sounds kind of bacon.
Nothing like her.
Kind of. Huh? No, it sounds kind of bacon. Like, I don't know. Anyway,
Amanda, if you are the real Amanda Bynes, I want you to get on your Twitter account and tweet. I've only seen 5 black penises in my whole life.
So, I lost my password.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, her Twitter got hacked tonight.
Someone named Schmoo hacked me. I had no idea.
By her publicist.
That's ass hurt doing a fucking bad accent. Sure.
Yeah, and speaking of ass hurt, she's going to time out 2 minutes for spamming, 2 minutes for scrolling. This is just totally devolved into... Okay, Rebel, you're back.
I see that.
One more time. Do it. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Radio silence.
I need to get a beverage.
You need a beverage? Is your mouth dry? You smoking out of Amanda Bynes' shattered bong?
You want a Fresca?
No, I just need a nice refresh.
I do not do drugs.
The palate.
Amanda Bynes, it's all over TMZ, honey. Shut up.
No,
but
she doesn't
lie about me.
Oh, great. Now Asser is just spreading quotes about me everywhere. She's such an attention. She's just crying for attention. Why? Why is she doing this?
You know, maybe she needs someone to lick her asshole. I volunteer Amanda Bynes.
Oh, and Fire Dog, what the hell are you doing with the swastikas?
He's promoting peace.
That's not a peace sign. That's the fucking Nazi.
You really need a history lesson, sir.
No, not symbols, all right?
9999.
Okay, you know what? It's not the symbol itself. It's the fact that he scrolled the symbol. So he's getting 2 minutes for scrolling.
Can we just give him a slap on the wrist?
9!
Hey, Shady Player is in the chat room. Shady Player, you should call in, man. It's been a long time. Let's check in.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
you've been
around. Online?
Hammurabi is on the line, yes. Go ahead. You're on with Hammurabi.
Hammurabi.
What up, dude?
Hi, Fuzzykins. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I have a really hard, tiny penis. I need someone to put it in their mouth. It's just like a Tic Tac, except it's not minty flavored. Can you help me out?
Like it. Why not?
Okay, we're going to go around the panel again. McLaughlin style. Let's see. Oh, Jesus. Okay, here we go. This week, the new Xbox was released. Going around the horn here, Tokus, do you care?
Of course I do.
Are you happy with it?
It's the next step into the singularity. So, the intelligent design of machines. We're almost there, bro.
Okay, that sounds like some cult bullshit. CNY Rebel.
I'm part of your cult, man. I'm in your cult. You start a cult, you start like this whole shit. Like what's his name? Alex Gray. He's got this whole building. Yep. You start one of those, I'm there, bro.
So you like the new Xbox. All right. CNY Rebel, the new Xbox, your thoughts?
I'm a PlayStation guy. Not a big Xbox guy.
Yeah, you don't care either.
No.
Shadow, Xbox, what do you think?
PlayStation 4 for life, motherfucker.
Nobody cares about this. Okay, Hammurabi Scott, the new Xbox unveiled. What do you think?
I keep playing shit on a computer.
And Amanda Bynes, the new Xbox. What do you think?
I could care less. I spend my time on Twitter and fixing my hair and taking selfies. I just don't play video games.
I want to stick my penis in your ass.
Okay. All right. It's pretty much. Wow. That's unanimous. Nobody gives a shit about the Xbox.
Except for that one dude.
Yeah. No, but for real, it's a cool thing.
No, it's not. PlayStation.
All right, fair enough, whatever.
Live
you
in
know,
your
like,
world, play in mine. You mad?
Not really.
Oh, shit.
I mean...
Okay, I'm going to do this. Okay, just let off.
All right. All right. You know what? Am I going to have to block Asshurt on Twitter? Is that what this is coming down to? She's totally got off the rails, man. Why is she attacking me like this? I don't know. I really don't appreciate it at all. She's spreading these quotes of mine and like laughing at them. Like what's that all about?
You brought this upon yourself, Vince. You club seals. Look, bro, you know, we all like the Xbox
One. I don't. Why does everybody bring up the club seals? I don't club seal. In fact, I'll tell you what. One of my friends who has been a guest on the show, if you go look in the archives, Lisa Shalom, she worked on the fucking Sea Shepherd before it got all famous and was on TNT or whatever thing it is on now. And I helped put together, she shot over, I don't know, 10,000 hours of footage that we whittled down to like 5 minutes. And I got some fucking gnarly ass footage of live seals, you know, freshly skinned and just like tweaking there, like their eyeballs bulging out. Some sick shit, dude.
Yeah, but the thing is, we haven't. No, we've never got to the bottom of this, look. I mean, that's the problem. It's that we don't know if you were actually there while that was happening. Maybe you were.
Wait, where do you think I was?
Skinning seals, bro.
No, I wasn't. No, I was editing footage of my friend who was there. But she shot it. Not me. No. I wish
okay.
Do you have that thing? I lost it. I can't find it. I'd love to have it for my
archives. Well, you're an accomplice then. You're an accomplice.
How am I an accomplice?
Well, you were there. You didn't stop the crime from happening.
I was not there. The crime was editing a video? Are you kidding me? That's not a crime.
No, accessory to the fact.
All right, you're talking out of your ass,
I'm
dude.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
Yeah.
You
did a terrible job.
Yeah, okay. Apologies. Bye.
All right, later. Peace out. It's always good to hear from... the home skillet, tall kiss. Folks, we got, about 15 minutes to go, and this is done. Thank God.
We need to go deeper.
Yeah, well, no, we're not going to, I don't think it's going to get much deeper than this. I mean, we got Amanda Bynes on still.
I want to ask Amanda a question.
Go ahead, you're on with Amanda.
Amanda.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Why do I care?
I have no idea. You
okay.
Care.
That's cool. Did you write a song or something? Or, like, why do I care?
I used to have my own show. Did you not watch Nickelodeon?
Did you? Were you born in, like, California? Or, like, did you move there from, like, Colorado
yeah.
or something? What? Okay, you did something famous. That's awesome. But, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, CNY Rebel, what's this about Amanda Bynes was swatted by Anonymous?
It's breaking news. You'll have to wait until 11 o'clock tomorrow evening to find out more.
Well, we have her on right now. Amanda, have you been swatted?
No.
No, the real
no way.
The real Amanda Bynes has been swatted.
I'm surprised that hasn't already happened like a bazillion times already.
I saw Miley Cyrus was swatted again, like the fourth time in the last, 2 months?
Anderson Jenna Cooper.
Swatting.
Anderson Cooper got hit in Long Island. I didn't even know you had a place in Long Island.
He's actually got a place.
I thought he was in L.A. or Atlanta. Or CNN's in Atlanta.
That's what happens when you don't accept an invite to be the grand poobah of the fucking Russell League, bro.
Anderson Cooper actually has a lake house about 12 miles up the road from me that he comes to about 3 weeks a year. I've met him. Real nice guy. He's a nice dude. Kind of short.
Did you know he was gay the second you met him?
He comes off a little gay.
I don't doubt it.
But he's a cool dude. His hair is fucked up. He's got like silver, shiny hair. Like, it doesn't do him justice on TV. It's like he spray paints it like metallic silver. I think it's fake.
347-826-7667 is the number. We're taking calls still. There's 15 minutes left. We got Shady Player on the line now. What's up, Shady Player?
Hey, Vince, what's up?
Dude, well, we've had just a laundry list of callers. We started off with a panel tonight discussing some issues. It kind of went off the rails because Asshurt MacFax decided she was going to go into butt rage mode, and she just totally destroyed the program. So I removed.
What now?
Yeah, I removed her from the broadcast, and now we're just trying to pick up the pieces.
Oh, and I have a question for Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite race to suck off? Like, what's your favorite type kind of men?
I really, really, really like Dominican guys.
Ah, the Dominican kind. So you're the jungle fever type.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's cool. You like some spicy. Okay, all right. Good to hear from you, Shady Player. What else has been going on around BTR? I haven't delved into any of the other shows other than...
Neither have I. Yours is show's the only one I listen to anymore. All the others are not even worth it.
Yeah, I haven't... I don't know when that was the last time I listened to a Desert Rose show or a Midnight Movie show or a Goofy Bone. Although Goofy was on my show like a week or two ago.
Is he still doing that neighborhood of make-believe pedophile bullshit?
What?
Is Goofy Bone still doing that neighborhood of make-believe pedophile bullshit?
I have no idea. I haven't listened to his show, but he called my show from his show and put my show in his show's green room.
Uh-huh.
And then he brought me back on and was laughing at me, and I just went back into my show, and he just kind of was there, and I think I ended up Rickrolling him. Or no, no, I played Phil Collins.
Rickrolling, that's 2005, Vince.
I know. No, I did it on this show already tonight. No, I didn't Rickroll him. I Phil Collins'd him. I played Phil Collins to annoy the shit out of him. And left him on the line. He stayed on the line the whole time, and then I just hung up on him. So he listened to an entire Phil Collins song, thinking the show was going to keep going and he could talk some more shit. And I just hung up the show.
Wow, he's an even bigger idiot than I thought.
So that means he must have been broadcasting Phil Collins on his show in its entirety.
Fuck Collins.
You know what? I'm so desperate. I probably would fuck Phil Collins at this point. I love Phil Collins.
Buckethead. Buckethead. What the fuck?
Buckethead? One of these days, I'm going to do a Buckethead tribute show. It's going to be awesome.
You should, man. You should. She get him on. How she get him on?
Vince, when's the last time you got any type of sexual interaction whatsoever?
Oh, wow. That would probably be, probably 2 months ago. Ish.
Oh, it's a long time.
Yeah, I'm picky.
Well, it's hard to bring a girl back to your place when you don't really have a place. I offered you my place yesterday on Rumble League Radio Live.
No. I am a fugitive from the law, so I can't. It does not allow for a relationship at all. So that's okay. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I it's just a lifestyle that I've chosen.
It's all right, man. Just get a fleshlight. You'll be fine. It's okay.
What?
I said get a fleshlight.
You're a fugitive, Vince? That's news to me.
Flashlight?
Fleshlight.
A fleshlight. Oh.
Yeah, you need my extra.
You need to get on Craigslist and get yourself laid.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried that, and mixed results, bro. It's yeah. It's no.
Sometimes it's heavy, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, I'm not that deadly. It's okay. I'm fine. I'm good.
Good.
I'm really excited that the show's almost over.
7 minutes. That's long.
That stimulates me. And what else stimulates me is that there's so many people still listening to the show. I can't believe you people are still here. There's nothing to listen to. Assert MacFags completely destroyed the show. And, you know, I was trying to put together a serious issues-based show. I had, you know, legitimate commentators lined up. Yeah, she herself, she's been interviewed by magazines. She's written articles. You know, I thought she was going to be professional. And she decided she was just going to be a fucking bitch. And so, it's just kind of been all downhill from there. And everybody's just sort of mercy listening at this point. And that's great. I appreciate the support. It's not my fault that Assert destroyed the show. It's not anybody's fault. It's just something we have to deal with. That being said, let's start going around the horn and get final thoughts and get out of here. We're going to start with Shady Player. Shady Player, final thoughts before we... C'est la vie. Shady Player, is this thing on? Can anybody hear me?
Oh, yeah. Good show tonight, Vince. Good thing, good on having Amanda Bides on the show and Wrestle League for the win.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. as always. CNY Rebel, final thoughts.
Al-Qaeda did nothing wrong. Good show, then.
Right on. Appreciate your participation and support. And we'll go to Tokus. Tokus, final thoughts.
Thanks, Vince. It started off really well. And then Arthur had to get in there. So, yeah.
It's okay. You stuck in it. You stuck it out with me, and I appreciate your effort. Yeah.
Well, I love you, Vince. I love you, Vince. Come on. Let's be real. You like the. I'm not gonna say it.
The wind beneath the wings.
Yeah, the wind beneath my wings. I love you, Vince. Bye bye.
All right, later, dude. And, of course, last but definitely not least, Amanda Bynes. Amanda, any final thoughts you want to share with me or the listeners before the show goes off the air?
I just want everyone to know I'm not crazy. I'm not on drugs. Do not believe the media. And, Vince, if Drake doesn't call me soon, I'm lonely, you're lonely. So, yeah, call me.
Oh, I will, Amanda. No doubt about it. If Drake would be an idiot not to jump on that. Thanks for messaging me those DM me those pics too, by the way, during the show. That was pretty hot.
And thank you so much for your genuine concern.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. Cause I was worried. This poor girl, I don't even know who she is. She's going through some shit. And I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. I am Vincent the Bay, and I am appreciative of all of you listening to the show. Thank you again for everybody who called in tonight, Foolish Reporter. Was it Chad or Chet or I don't know, I forgot his name. CNY Rebel, Shady Player, Assert, MacFags. I'm sorry we couldn't get in touch with Tyler Bass. We lucked out with Amanda Bynes. Thank you, Tulkus. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. People who stuck it out here, that's awesome. Abhaxis, Assert, MacFags, Butthurt Zero. Koi, I don't know, dude. Some Leet Hacksaw garbage that starts with a C. Chef Bone RD, City of Flint, Easy Rider, my old school, my first listener ever and first caller ever, Easy Rider in the house. He endured the entire show. That's amazing. Hammurabi's Code, Josh 33, Robotic Chaotic, Russell League Radio, Shady Playa, thank you, Schmoop, for completely destroying my chat room tonight. Sicko, thank you for hanging out, listening. Say what's up to Melissa 13, and I hope she didn't rage quit because I was going to smash, threatening to smash her pockets. It's nothing personal with Melissa. It's just between me and that fucking stupid ninja. Thank you to Fire Dog for listening. Tolkis for hanging out in the chat room. Villain Josh. Is that right? Yeah, Villain Josh. Thank you for listening. And last but not least, your Anus News. Thank you for listening. Anybody? All right, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Did I say Robotic Chaotic yet? If I did, darling, thank you for all the hearts in the chat room. That's beautiful. You're lovely. I appreciate your support. And all the guest listeners who are lurking, I hope you, I don't know. Enjoyed it. I'm out of here. Peace out, everybody.
you very nice.